Every day, we are driven to get the facts, find the sources, listen to the voices, and tell the stories that illuminate what matters. Democracy dies in darkness. That's where we come in. The Washington Post. Switch on. Subscribe today at washingtonpost.com/iHeart.
Chase Freedom Unlimited rewards all that you are with cash back on every purchase.
We built a life together collecting vintage items that connect us to the Black community and our vibrant heritage.
This is Kiana Stewart.
And I'm Jana Handy.
We're partners in life and in business.
With Freedom Unlimited, adding antiques to our collection is even more rewarding.
How do you cash back? Learn more at chase.com/freedomtobe.
Chase, make more of what's yours.
Restrictions and limitations apply. Offer subject to change. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Another insurance story from...
Smart Bunny! Smart Bunny!
It's raining inside.
Yeah, pipes burst. But we're covered with renter's insurance from Smart Bunny.
Get up to $100,000 of personal liability coverage and up to $40,000 of contents insurance for as low as $15 a month. Hop on the Smart Bunny app for some renter's insurance. Smart Bunny Insurance.
Smart Bunny. Smart Bunny.
Your insurance super app. Insurance is sold by Smart Bunny Insurance Services and underwritten by various companies. Coverage exclusions and limitations may apply.
Amazon One Medical presents Painful Thoughts.
I could catch anything sitting in this doctor's waiting room. Ugh, a kid just wiped his runny nose on my jacket. And the guy next to me, sitting in a pool of perspiration, insists on sharing my armrest. Ugh.
Next time, make an appointment with an Amazon One Medical provider. There's no waiting and no sweaty guy. Amazon One Medical. Healthcare just got less painful.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV. Or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku Vibe Setting Smart Light Strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, pre-recording from the home bunker as I am off today for the Labor Day holiday. But as always, we leave you with great interviews and content for you to enjoy while hopefully you are out enjoying the last remnants of summer, even though summer is not officially over until, you know, the fall equinox, but whatever. Folks, I'm excited to bring you an interview today with Nadia Lopez, who is a participant in GLAAD's Here We Are campaign. If you remember several weeks back, we interviewed another participant in the Here We Are campaign, which highlights the stories of trans people in this country through their own lens and their own stories, which is incredibly important. Oftentimes, too often, trans people are spoken about in terms of statistics and headlines and devastation and murder, but not through the lens of joy, happiness, health, acceptance, and love. And so today's conversation with Nadia, who participated in the campaign and is a full-time student, she talks about her story. And I got to tell you, it was incredibly moving and just so energizing to speak to such a young, fabulous person who just knows who they are and I think is just such a beacon for young people, young queer people, but young people in general, for the courage and just like beauty that she shows of what it means to live in your skin. And so I really hope that you enjoy my conversation with Nadia Lopez and you get some inspiration from it. Folks, I am very happy to welcome to Woke AF Daily Nadia Lopez, who participated in the Here We Are campaign that GLAAD rolled out to showcase the stories of transgender people in the United States, because we know that over the past several years, the trans community, particularly trans people of color, have been under attack. There have been, I think, my God, I must have lost count, over 500 or some odd policy measures that have been drawn up to kind of invisibilize trans people. Nadia, tell us a bit about yourself and why you decided to get involved in the Here We Are campaign.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nadia Lopez. I am from Miami, Florida, born and raised. I'm a Cuban Palestinian trans woman, very proud of all my heritage and everything. So I went to high school. I started my transition in high school during the pandemic. And that was, you know, that time for me was very of like figuring out who I was. You know, we were all locked down. We were all like stuck in one room and we had like really think about so much stuff when you're like alone with your own thoughts. So much can come up. So I started transitioning during the lockdown. And then my senior year was the first year back when we were in person. So that was my first year back as Nadia in this high school. Everyone was like, oh my God, you know, she came back home, girl. I'm like, hey, everyone, how we doing? But also that same year, that was the same year that Don't Say Gay was passed too. So that was the same year that I also applied to be a change maker in the Alliance for LGBTQ Youth down in South Florida. It is a leadership position. It was like a group of, you know, queer youth that would get together and would try to work on our own advocacy and our own leadership skills to put all that effort, that work that we've been working on together into the policies and into advocacy into South Florida. I was so grateful when GLAAD reached out to me. This whole process was like 2 years in the making, kind of, because I got my first email from them when it was like the middle of my freshman year in college. I'm right now going into my junior year. I go to school for fashion design and for performing arts. Those are my two passions. I love everything about art. And I've always strived to make sure that inclusivity, and especially with trans people, is brought to those realms of art. So I got my first email, like the middle of my first year. And first of all, I was like, first of all, GLAAD. Okay, hey, GLAAD.
Like, hey, GLAAD.
I was like, oh my God, like GLAAD's reaching out to me? Like this, like, first of all, I thought it was a spam. I was like, this can't be real. Like, no, no, no. But then I really looked into it and it was like, they really wanted to tell a story of just a trans person and them in real life. And I love because they wanted to include me and my dad. My dad is my biggest support. I love him to death. He's like my best friend. And if y'all seen the video, he is in there speaking alongside my mother as well. I'm very grateful to have very supportive parents. So when we got onto the calls with the team and with everything, we were just talking about like, what is kind of like my angle? You know, like, what do I kind of want to do with these PSAs, with specifically my story? And I remember telling them, I was like, I want to show the trans joy. I want to show a trans woman, a young trans woman, especially a young trans, a brown young trans woman, come on, let's speak on it, smiling with her family, having fun with her friends, and just enjoying life. Because we are constantly seeing in the media, whether it is a TV show, a movie, politics, we see on all these videos, we're always seeing a trans woman being knocked down.
Yep.
And I want to be that change. I do not want to see any more of these.
It's like trauma porn, right? Like, it's not to say that the bad and horrific things don't happen, but they're not the only part of the story.
Exactly. And I feel like a good example of media that balances out really well is Pose. I love Pose. I feel like they balance out the hard truth of being a trans woman at that time, plus the joy of having family and having recognition and validation of one another from the community. I think that's a good example of balancing the two, but still, it's like you still see like all these, especially in media, you see if there's a trans character, they are known for being just trans, that they're all, that's their only personality trait.
Yeah.
And their whole storyline is like, I was outcasted, I was this, I was that. I literally told them so straight up, I was like, I want happiness. I want our videos to be of us smiling. I want the joy, because being trans is such a beautiful experience. And with media and with all of these like policies going up, people think that being trans is like so hard and like so like, you know, hurtful on your life. And of course, like, we have those moments in our lives, but being trans as well is so rewarding and so beautiful. I love being trans. It is like a part of me, like, but first of all, I love being trans, but it's not the only thing I am.
Right, right. You're also an artist. Like, you're also a person of color.
Yeah.
I think that it's always so important. The thing about media in a lot of ways is that it flattens people. It flattens people into boxes that can be checked off. And so I think that what is beautiful about the campaign that GLAAD did is that it is revolutionary. It shouldn't be, but it is revolutionary to show trans people in their fullness, to not just be a stat, to not just be a headline, but to show trans people that are loved. And I think that that is what your video did, is to say, like, I am trans and I am loved. I have a family that loves me. Because I think too often we hear the stories of the trans homelessness, right? The youth homelessness and being kicked out of your home. So talk to us about your family support, and why it was important for you to showcase that.
My family support means the world to me. I remember my first conversation, specifically with my parents. They were very confused. I mean, my mom is a Hispanic Arab woman. My dad is Hispanic as well, from New York. They both were raised in, you know, conservative lifestyles, just because of their cultures, their how they were raised around people at the time that they were raised. My mom came from Cuba, like, in the 60s. So all these things, like, that was in their head when they first heard me say, I'm a woman, they were very confused.
How old were you?
I was 15. I was 15 years old. I'm now 20. So it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
God, it's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years.
That's crazy. That's so crazy to think about. Oh my God. But anyway, so I remember telling them, we were sitting on the couch and I was like, I need to tell you guys, I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. Mm. My dad was just quiet. My mom was like, what are you talking about? Very confused. It took my mom a little longer than my dad. Surprisingly, I was a little confused with that. But my dad did the research. He read about young trans women. He went to, like, focus groups. He went to PFLAG. He went to those groups. And now he's, like, on the board of the Florida chapter.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on, Dad. We love Dad. And then right when, you know, my dad started going to these meetings, my mom, like, all this love that my mom had towards me started coming through. And then it was all that validation of, you know, her helping me. Like, my mom bought me my first dress. I remember that moment that she helped me pick out my first, I don't know if it was a dress or a top, whatever, my first affirming piece of clothing.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
She helped me pick it out. And it was like the moment of her looking at me, her buying it and being like, I love you.
Oh, I'm going to cry. Yeah.
I love them. I love my parents very much and they love me so much. And I remember my dad saying, it was either I accept my child for who she is or I lose my daughter.
Mm.
And I told him straight up, I was like, whatever y'all do, I'm going to still be me. If you support me or not, I'm going to put myself first. I'm going to be myself. And they just decided, you know, to join the bandwagon.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
And now another insurance story from
Smart Bunny. Smart Bunny.
Why is it raining inside?
It's not raining. Our upstairs neighbor tried to fix his own sink. It didn't go well. Now his broken pipes are flooding our apartment.
Oh, so we're just out of luck.
Nah, I got us renter's insurance from Smart Bunny. When we moved in, I downloaded the Smart Bunny app and got coverage in just 60 seconds.
It was that easy?
Seamless. I guess we're lucky to have it.
Seems more smart than lucky.
Well, I didn't want to toot my own horn.
Your horn is underwater anyway.
Get up to $100,000 of personal liability coverage and up to $40,000 of contents insurance with only a $250 deductible for as low as $15 a month. Hop on the Smart Bunny app now and grab some renter's insurance.
Oh, look, the ceiling is collapsing.
We're covered.
Smart Bunny Insurance.
Smart Bunny. Smart Bunny.
your insurance super app. Insurance is sold by Smart Bunny Insurance Services and underwritten by various companies. Coverage exclusions and limitations may apply.
Chase Freedom Unlimited rewards all that you are with cash back on every purchase.
We've built a life together collecting vintage items that connect us to the Black community and our vibrant heritage.
This is Kiana Stewart.
And I'm Jana Handy.
We're partners in life and in business.
With Freedom Unlimited, adding antiques to our collection is even more rewarding.
How do you cash back? Learn more at chase.com/freedomtobe.
Chase, make more of what's yours.
Restrictions and limitations apply. Offer subject to change. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Amazon Pharmacy presents Painful Thoughts.
Oh, I'm sick. So I took my sick to the doctor. The doctor gave my sick a prescription. Now my sick and I are in line at the pharmacy, mingling with all the other sicks, on its way to becoming an even worse sick.
Next time, keep your sick at home and let Amazon Pharmacy deliver your meds right to your door. Amazon Pharmacy. Healthcare just got less painful.
Do you hear from other young people about how your story and your advocacy has helped them?
Yes.
Right? Because it's been 5 years, you know, yes. For you. It's both a long time and a short time.
Yeah.
Do you hear from other young people who may be on the precipice of coming out to their family, having these conversations?
Yeah.
And how do you kind of walk them through it?
Oh, my God. I mean, I hear stories constantly. A specific story was, I was Rizzo in my senior year's musical. I was the first trans woman casted in my school. And after the opening night, I came to school the next morning and a girl came up to me and said, seeing you as Rizzo in your authenticity made me finally walk in these halls today as myself. And she like came out to me and she was telling me like, I'm trans as well. And hearing you and seeing you help me be myself now walking these halls. I was 17 at that time and I was crying my eyes out. It, like, it was like 7 in the morning. I'm crying and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go to English. Like, girl, what are you doing? But it was just a moment I'm never going to forget. And I'm always hearing stories about people my age and younger with their families and stuff and asking me, like, what should I do? I always tell people who ask me that question, patience. It's so hard. Ooh, it's so hard to be patient. But especially when you're transitioning, you are going through so much. You're going through so much mentally. You're going through so much physically. It's like you're basically coming out of a cocoon. You are like everything you are pushing to get out constantly. It feels like we're trying to leave this old past self while trying to balance still being a human being. And look, like when they tell me, I'm just so frustrated with my parents. I'm so frustrated. I just don't understand why they get it. I'm like, girl, I get you. I get you. I was frustrated with my parents too in the beginning. It took them, like, even though they're so supportive and they love me so much right now, it took them a hot minute. And I'm always going to give them their flowers for being the most supportive parents ever. And I love them so much, but I'm never going to forget the times where it was stressful. Because, I mean, we all grow and they grew. So it's like, I understand that moment.
And grace is important, right? Like,
yes.
To provide.
Yes.
And I understand it. Like, we always want people to be where we are as we're moving through our own life journey. But I think that it's also important to provide people with grace and give them the space to get to where you're going, right? Like, I'm not telling people to, you know, shrink themselves, right, or dim themselves in order to get people to where they're going. But I do think that patience really, in this context, really is a virtue.
Yeah, because it's also, to play devil's advocate, on my parents' side, it was like they had a son for 14 years, and all of a sudden they had to now go through their own transition. It's like they had to go through their mental transition of now seeing their son now as their daughter. So it took them a second, but it was that great, as you said, the grace that I gave them to have their moment to process, to understand, to do their own research. So at the end of the day, the only thing that we could do is exist. We could teach as much as we can, but we are not, I don't have a doctorate. I don't not got a PhD in this thing. I could just tell you my experience and I could tell you my story and that's it. But when it comes to learning about the community, that's kind of on them to kind of figure out more. If they want to have all these questions answered, they have to do their own work, because I'm still answering my own questions myself.
Right.
I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still figuring out, who am I? Who is Nadia? I mean, it took me a minute to even get to Nadia. I mean, when I came out, Nadia wasn't even in my head at the moment. I was like, I just know I'm a woman. I'm a woman. And then it was growing, and it was seeing my hair grow. It was seeing my face soften. It was seeing my body transform into the woman that I was in that mirror. It was seeing that woman that I always saw when I was younger come to life and fruition. Like, it was once it was complete, once I felt like myself, I was like, that's Nadia. That's who I am. My name is Nadia. And it was beautiful, because even my mom helped me with my name and everything. And we kind of like had like a saving my family. Like, we were kind of sitting together, like thinking about names. And I was like, guys, Nadia. My mom's idea was Nadia. And she's like, how about Nadia? And I was like, ooh, I kind of like her. And then like later throughout that week, I was looking in the mirror. I said, yeah, that's me.
And I love this too, because it also gave your mom, your family, like the opportunity to be a part of that naming process in the way that they had right when you were born.
Exactly.
You know, and so I feel almost as if like in your rebirth, your family got to really also shift and change and transition as well.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really, really beautiful.
Life is happening around us. So many things to do, places to go. If you switch off, you're out of it. But if you switch on, you're part of it. Subscribe to The Washington Post today at washingtonpost.com/iHeart. Switch on The Washington Post.
And now another insurance story from...
Why is it raining inside?
It's not raining. Our upstairs neighbor tried to fix his own sink. It didn't go well. Now his broken pipes are flooding our apartment.
Oh, so we're just out of luck.
Nah, I got us renter's insurance from Smart Bunny. When we moved in, I downloaded the Smart Bunny app and got coverage in just 60 seconds.
It was that easy?
Seamless. I guess we're lucky to have it.
Seems more smart than lucky.
Well, I didn't want to toot my own horn.
Your horn is underwater anyway.
Get up to $100,000 of personal liability coverage and up to $40,000 of contents insurance with only a $250 deductible for as low as $15 a month. Hop on the Smart Bunny app now and grab some renter's insurance.
Oh, look, the ceiling is collapsing.
We're covered.
Smart Bunny Insurance.
Smart Bunny. Smart Bunny.
Your insurance super app. Insurance is sold by Smart Bunny Insurance Services and underwritten by various companies. Coverage exclusions and limitations may apply.
Chase Freedom Unlimited rewards all that you are with cash back on every purchase.
We built a life together collecting vintage items that connect us to the Black community and our vibrant heritage.
This is Kiana Stewart.
And I'm Jana Handy.
We're partners in life and in business.
With Freedom Unlimited, adding antiques to our collection is even more rewarding.
How do you cash back? Learn more at chase.com/freedomtobe.
Chase, make more of what's yours.
Restrictions and limitations apply. Offer subject to change. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Amazon One Medical presents Painful Thoughts.
I could catch anything sitting in this doctor's waiting room. Ugh, a kid just wiped his runny nose on my jacket. And the guy next to me, sitting in a pool of perspiration, insists on sharing my armrest. Ugh.
Next time, make an appointment with an Amazon One Medical provider. There's no waiting and no sweaty guy. Amazon One Medical. Healthcare just got less painful.
Last question for you, Nadia, is what advice do you give to people who are either struggling to come into their fullness of who they are and also share that fullness with other people? What advice do you give to them?
Ooh, I would say to be ourselves and to walk into our fullness as being a trans person is a statement in itself. And it is a huge step to make. It is scary. And once you walk out, girl, there ain't no going back. So you got to make sure you're ready. And I told someone this. My favorite thing to tell someone is to shine like the star you were born to be. I love saying that. I love telling people that. Or if I see the goodness in them, you got to shine like a star you were born to be, because we're all born stars and we're all in this huge, beautiful night sky that we live in every day. Some make constellations and some go shooting stars. But the thing is, it's like when you're going into it, I remember I expected all of my big moments to happen at the exact same moment. But you have to remember that transitions are not always smooth.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I ate that. Oh, that was good. Oh my God. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm gonna pat my
pat yourself on the back.
Yes, girl. I was, oh, transitions aren't always, they're not always smooth. And if there's a bump, it's okay. You acknowledge it. As my high school teacher told me, recover and continue. You take it in, you gotta recover from it. You got hit. It's okay. You're going to come back up. You're going to keep going. And you are going to keep going. You're going to keep going no matter what. Being ourselves is a huge statement. And the fact that you are choosing yourself is a beautiful thing. And you always have to remember that being yourself is the best decision you could do. At least for me, choosing myself, choosing my womanhood, choosing to leave my house as Nadia was the best decision I could have ever made in my life. Because now I walk with my head held high. I walk in spaces knowing, look at me, I'm that girl. I am Nadia.
Let me tell you something. If fashion does not work out, then you move yourself into motivational speaker and life coach. Because I'm serious. It is truly inspiring to see somebody that is so young and so in tuned and so aligned with themselves. Like it really is inspiring. And I want to thank you for making the time for Woke AF. And I want to thank you for making your life a testimonial for others to be able to follow. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thank you for having me and giving me this platform. I really appreciate it.
That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people, and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Chase Freedom Unlimited rewards all that you are with cash back on every purchase. Redefining beauty is about being authentically you. I'm David E., co-founder and CEO of a gender-inclusive beauty brand. From the everyday essentials that keep me glowing to finding the shades and colors that represent me, Freedom Unlimited rewards me for being me with cash back on every purchase. How do you cash back? Learn more at chase.com/freedomtobe. Chase, make more of what's yours. Restrictions and limitations apply. Offer subject to change. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. Member FDIC.
Another insurance story from...
Smart Bunny.
I just got device coverage from Smart Bunny.
Smart, you always break your phone.
Drop that in your coffee.
Yeah.
Cover accidental damages and other disasters for as little as $7 a month. Buy it anytime. Hop on the Smart Bunny app for some device insurance. Smart Bunny Insurance. Your insurance super app. Insurance is sold by Smart Bunny Insurance Services and underwritten by various companies. Coverage exclusions and limitations may apply.
Amazon Pharmacy presents Painful Thoughts.
Oh, I'm sick. So I took my sick to the doctor. The doctor gave my sick a prescription. Now my sick and I are in line at the pharmacy, mingling with all the other sicks, on its way to becoming an even worse sick.
Next time, keep your sick at home and let Amazon Pharmacy deliver your meds right to your door. Amazon Pharmacy. Healthcare just got less painful.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV. Or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku vibe-setting smart light strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
Hey, gorgeous, it's Paris Hilton. Get the party started with my new album, Infinite Icon, dropping September 6th, and stream the new single, Bad Bitch Academy.
Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy.
I wanted this album to be an escape, to take people to a happy place where they can heal and party in equal measure, and most of all, be your own unapologetic icon. Listen on iHeartRadio and visit infiniteicon.com to pre-save my album. Sponsored by 1111 Media.